international students are some of the people affected by President Donald Trump's travel ban. Northern Arizona University has identified fewer than 10 students whom this affects. One of them is Peter Lamong, a track and field athlete from Sudan, one of the 7 countries included in the ban. Lamong is attending NAU on a student visa, and he's coming up in the ranks as a collegiate athlete, much like his older brother, Lopez Lamong, a former NAU runner and a U.S. Olympian. I recently caught up with Peter after one of his practices. He just ran laps for nearly an hour straight.
Hey, Peter.
Hey.
Good to meet you.
So I'm sweating all that.
That's all right. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll let you clean up, and then we can go chat somewhere.
Yeah, just give me about 10 minutes of cool down.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Peter. Well, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes here after practice to speak with me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're getting pretty good now at running. I know you qualified for the Big Sky Championship as a freshman. You want to be like your big brother one day, represent the United States in the Olympics?
Of course. Every child has a dream to be an Olympian, and I believe that. I believe that personally with myself. I can never, if I start saying that, oh, yeah, it's too impossible, no, that's going to ruin my own dreams. Of course, I will be Olympian.
I want to understand your story. Tell me when and how you came to the United States.
2007, my brother, Lopez Lamong, told my mother that he wanted to bring us to the United States. Me and my little brother were extremely happy about it, were excited, but without knowing how the process is going to be like. And it was a difficult process, but...
How old were you then?
I would say I was 9 when he first came, because it took 2 years for the process for us to come to the United States.
When you come to the United States, you are living with a family in Virginia, right?
Yeah, I am.
Can you talk about your first experiences coming to this country?
I landed. I was surprised by my coach and also my foster father. And, of course, I was extremely nervous. The first thing that I even thought about is I was excited about snow. I wanted to see snow. And once we landed, when we exited the airport, my goodness, the colder breeze that hit me, my body shut down of the cold, and I just started shivering. And that's when I knew, oh yeah, United States.
The weather made you realize you were in the U.S.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go back 2 weeks now, 2 Fridays ago. The president signed an executive order temporarily banning refugees from 7 countries, including yours, including Sudan. What are you thinking when the news comes down?
United States has given me something really tremendous. Right now, you can understand me. And so the fact that I can talk to you right now and you understand what I'm saying, that is a gift from what United States has given me. And so this is a policy, and I can never, in a way, be mad if anything occurred to me. I'm going to carry on and be happy the way I am. Everyone in America that I met loves me. And so I think I'm going to be okay.
Have your feelings changed at all since this executive order came down and watching the news? I mean, have your feelings changed at all about America?
Every foreign child all over from developing countries see America as like heaven. They see this place as like a land of opportunity. It has been the land of opportunity for years, and still, there's no one going to come and try to change how this is going to be. And so my views of America has not changed. Still the same every day. Still thankful for these. And there's no one has, in a way, made me feel unwanted in a way recently. I have friends from all over the country. And for personally, I still see it the same way.